Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
He is West Virginia's Ron Paul. He is Pat McGeehan. He is the delegate representing the northern part of the Panhandle. He is also the majority leader in Charleston and our very, very special guest, live exclusive interview regarding Form Energy. Pat, I don't know what I don't know, so this is a great opportunity for you before I give you the last word, because I know you're rushed for time. But is there anything else you need to tell our listeners that maybe we don't know, that the media hasn't covered, that, or maybe it's breaking news regarding Form Energy? I don't know what to ask, so I'm asking you, what else should I have asked you regarding this?
No, I would just keep an eye on it. You know, I think there's probably going to be some unfortunate news come out of this Form Energy situation within the next 2 years. I'll be surprised if they're still around for the next 2 years. And my gut says that some executives there will make out like bandits, you know, and the state of West Virginia and our taxpayers will be stuck with this empty shell of a building sitting there. And so, you know, then we'll be left with, okay, you know, we just blew over $100 million building this structure. What are we going to do with it now? You know, so, you know, so, you know, I just think it's going to be another Solyndra or something like that.
Unbelievable. Is there any way we can claw back our money from these multi-billionaires like Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos? And I don't know if there's still a connection with the Chinese Communist Party or not, but whoever else is involved with this stinking, rotten mess of a deal?
Well, I'll be looking into it. I'll be doing what I can. I'm not sure yet how much money they receive in addition to us building the building yet. I think my guess is they probably received the first benchmark of money, which is just cash. It goes to them since they produce technically so many jobs. I don't even know what they do there. It looks like they're trying to mimic some sort of Google in the middle of the Ohio Valley, where they have their nap pods and, you know, happy hour on Friday or something. I have no idea what they do there. And, you know, I'm sort of being tongue in cheek here, but, you know, I'll be looking into this situation as our regular session proceeds where I can, and trying to hold some people accountable. But you probably won't see any of this in the news. All right. The news is never going to write anything good about me. Just FYI.
Well,
but,
you know,
I'll
you
be
know,
doing my best.
You know that you are welcome here anytime, any day, to come in here or over the phone and tell the people exactly what's involved with all of this. You know this, Pat. So anytime you want to get the word out about anything connected with Form Energy or the devastation in the southern part of the state with McDowell County and all, or anything else. I mean,
yeah, we're working on that right now.
Just ask.
It's been devastating down there. So I'd ask your listeners to say some prayers, because there's some people hurting in southern West Virginia right now.
No question. Now,
we'll get a briefing on that at 1 o'clock on the severity of the impact. So.
Excellent.
But it looks bad.
Anything else that you need to get the word out, just ask me. Now, before I give you the microphone, because you always get the last word, one quick question. Do you have your doctorate yet in philosophy? Can I start calling you Dr. Pat McGeehan?
I defend my dissertation later this year.
All right. Do you need any help? I can coach you or do something if you want.
Well, maybe I'll send you the 500-page dissertation and tell me what you think.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's not go crazy here. I like you. I don't like you that much. Ladies and gentlemen, I always give my guest the last word. Majority Leader Pat McGeehan, West Virginia's Dr. Ron Paul, one of the really great politicians, great public figures here in the Mountain State. You always get the last word. My microphone is yours, Pat.
Now, God bless you and God bless your audience, okay? Everybody hang in there. I'm going to try to do what I can to do good things for our folks in the Northern Panhandle. So, all right, you take it easy. Thanks for having me on, Dimitri.
If people want more information, if they need to get in touch with you or follow you, how do they do that?
They can call my cell phone, 304-374-7018. It's my private cell phone number. It's been published for years, so they can text me or send me an email, too. So that's right. On the legislative website. So
Fantastic. Okay. Pretty soon, Dr. Pat McGeehan, thank you so much, sir. Keep up the great work. Thank you again, Pat.
Okay, take it easy.
You too. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is a great guy. This is a great, great guy. We are so lucky to have him. He is one of us. He is Ron Paul for the Mountain State. He really is. Is it? Principled beyond belief, doesn't put up with any crap from the establishment, whether the Republican establishment or the Democrats or the useless media in this state. God almighty, they're useless. Pat McGeehan. So if you want to know what's really going on, you got to keep it right here. Form Energy. He just gave you an awful lot to consider. An awful lot to consider. Nobody else is giving you this information. You need to download the River Network app and then click River Talk. I'm all you've got. If you don't believe me, let me ask you this. Who else is talking about this? Who else is giving you this information? And it's coming right from key people like Majority Leader Pat McGeehan and others. We're giving you this information firsthand right here. If you'd like to make a donation, let me get you that donation information again for, let's see, where is this here? All right. Yes, for the southern part of the state, the devastation there, McDowell County and other parts. The lady's name is Linda McKinney, M-C capital K-I-N-N-E-Y. Linda McKinney, she is the director of the Five Loaves and Two Fishes Food Bank in McDowell County. Her phone number is area code 304-888-1160. That's Linda McKinney, 304-888-1160. And it is the Five Loaves and Two Fishes Food Bank. We had her on as exclusive interview this morning. Also, a state senator, Chris Rose, we've had him on. And if you want to get in touch with him, if you have an ATV, all-terrain vehicle of any sort, and you would like to do some good for those poor people in the southern part of the state. We were just brainstorming with State Senator Chris Rose. We said, wouldn't it be great if West Virginia had its own version of the Cajun Navy? All volunteers, all people who, instead of these big wind boats that they have, instead we had ATVs. And we would have some sort of ATV squad or battalion or some formal group of volunteers with their ATVs that could go into these areas throughout the state, because all the haulers and everything else, and to help these people. And Chris Rose, State Senator Chris Rose, says, hey, that's actually a pretty good idea. And I know we have an awful lot of people who are listening to this program and who are watching the Facebook live stream and are listening on the River Network app and all that, are going, you know, that really isn't a bad idea. ATVs, have our own volunteer army of them. Take them down there and go into those areas that cannot be accessed any other way. What an incredible thing that would be for the state of West Virginia. Just incredible. So for State Senator Chris Rose, his phone number is 304-314-2616. That's 304-314-2616. Maybe we can start something. Maybe we've just started something. I don't know if the interest is going to be there throughout the state or not, but boy, I sure hope so. Can you imagine a whole squadron, a whole division, a whole battalion or whatever of ATVs, volunteers throughout the state, going wherever they're needed to help save lives? What an incredible thing that would be. Just incredible. Again, State Senator Chris Rose, 304-314-2616, 304-314-2616. Chris Rose, just like the flower, Chris Rose. My goodness. So Steve Novotny is on every Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the Audio Path of Totality. And now, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is the force multiplier of truth. I really, really like that. So, All right, so there's that. Now, tomorrow, oh my God, tomorrow. You know all the grief that I got regarding those two advocates of the homeless? I had them on the, very nice people. They're both very nice people. They really are. And, but boy, all the stuff, everything that went on with this, it was just, oh my God. Well, we've got someone else coming on tomorrow, a doctor who is saying, you know, and I can't really do this justice, but I'm going to try. We need to start locking up these people. Not locking up, that's not the right word. But really start taking a look at them as if they are some real head cases, mental health issues. And he is proposing a really, seems to me, kind of a radical approach to finally solve the problem with these vagrants, with these winos and junkies and other just hobos and ne'er-do-wells. He is going to be our very special guest tomorrow. If you care about the homeless problem that we have had here in the Valley, especially Wheeling, for the past 10, 15 years. And of course, there's never any solution except Dimitri's solution, which is, why don't we offer them money to transport them to Southern California, which makes perfect sense to me. You need to listen tomorrow because we've got a very special guest who's going to be talking with us about that. Also tomorrow, would you like to have an incredible career that pays really, really well? Well, have I got news for you. We have a new advertiser that is making a major statement about wanting to get top quality people from here in the Upper Ohio Valley jobs, essentially starting at $100,000 a year and your home every night. And with any overtime, $125,000 a year and your home every night. Yes, I am not making this up. This is a new advertiser, new client of mine, and I've asked actually two of them, two of the people part of this organization, a new business, to come on the program here to talk with us about it and to help fight unemployment here in the Upper Ohio Valley. Also, if you have any appreciation for air traffic controllers and you understand the importance of being in control of telling vehicles what you can do, what you can't do, stop, go, this, that, and the other. If you care about safety, if you care about saving lives, if you want to be a traffic controller, a ground traffic controller, this new company, well, I don't know about new, but this new advertiser, this new business wants to talk with you about this. So if you're unhappy at your job because you have no control and the boss is telling you to do this, do that, and the boss is a jerk or whatever, and you want a career and you know the importance of safety and you know the importance of taking charge. You got to be one of these people who wants to take charge, who wants to be in control, who wants to help save lives. We have some very, very exciting news for you tomorrow. ECM is the company, Energy Services, ECM Energy Services, and we're going to have two very important people here from that company who are going to be talking with us about drivers and the kind of insane money, like crazy money, that you'll be able to earn as one of their drivers, and you will be home every night. Also a ground traffic controller so that you can help save lives and control how vehicles drive and stop and everything else here in the Upper Ohio Valley. Great careers, great future tomorrow morning.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. one nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.